This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning to go. Ed, we haven't talked about the benefits of this here show in a while, and as you so eloquently lay it out, people listen to this hour and a half, 25 minutes now 24. I think they need to know what they're going to be getting.
Absolutely,
from
Tim,
an intellectual standpoint.
Absolutely. If you listen to this show,
right, this here show,
this here show, we guarantee that you will become smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
And awesomer.
There's another third word that I used to use, and I just can't remember what it was.
No, I can't either.
Hey, guys, I agree, but we left Ginger on the line. Let's get back to Ginger from Kentucky. Ginger, ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I would like to do both, please.
Which question you feel good about?
I would like to answer your question about the one letter of the alphabet.
Here's the question. There's only one letter of the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any state in the U.S. Ginger, tell everybody, which letter is it?
I believe that's the letter Q.
You're exactly right.
Right. Good job.
Now, immediately you would think Z, but you got Arizona. Then you think, oh, X is not going to be in there.
New Mexico.
Or Texas.
Texas.
Right. So Q is the only letter that got
That's
left out.
That's a great question.
Ginger, what's your question for us? Good job.
Okay. Can you tell me what the state bird of Kentucky is?
It is the cardinal, the red bird.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Well, JJ is a native of Kentucky, so he should know that.
And Ginger, I'll tell you this. A lot of people don't know this, but the national bird of Italy is the housefly. A lot of people don't know that seems a little odd to some people. And
right.
Apparently it's not very funny, but it is odd.
National bird of Alaska is the mosquito.
All right, Ginger.
What I did real quick.
What
can
now?
I tell you what I did last Friday, real quick.
Okay, sure.
Well, I was trying to get on the show, so I got on the show. I was on hold, but I've never been on the radio before, and it sounded different. And I'm like, they sound muffled. Oh, I forgot to hang up the phone call. And then I called back 162 times and couldn't get back through, and I started crying.
Oh.
Started crying.
Bet you made it back through.
I'll
tell you what. The Lord worked that out.
So you started crying because you couldn't get back on?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I started crying because I was so excited, and then I didn't understand why it sounded different.
That's the kind of, ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of impact that we're having. Across this country.
That's
and,
right.
I tell you what, Ginger, we're going to send you a T-shirt, complimentary T-shirt. I know that's why you told us that story. And you got us. What are we three men supposed to do here, Leva?
Man, listen, a lady who's crying.
Yeah, send her
a
T-shirt.
I'm a sucker for that. We got to send her a T-shirt.
So, Cindy, hold on. And Cindy will get your name, your full name and address, and we'll get that in the mail to you. Okay, Ginger?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your all shows, and I download your podcast.
Thank you.
And I listen to it every single night.
God bless you.
Wow. Thank you, Ginger.
So
and
much.
You can, in the future, you can use this T-shirt to dry those tears, my sister. Yeah. Okay?
Okay. That's
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hey,
all right. Thank you, Ginger.
You think that was corny?
Well, that's okay. A little corn here.
Dry those tears.
I would just say this T-shirt is inspiring.
It is. It'll bring a smile to her face.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today.
All right. More than 10 people have walked on the moon. Is that true or false? Second question, who was the first person to come upon the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan? And someone has already answered the Levite. That is incorrect. And I will add this question. I added this last segment. What profession or What professional golfer was nicknamed the Golden Bear?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Tiger urine smells like buttered popcorn. Second question, name the trail that runs over 2,000...
Well, that was a true false, right?
Yes, true or false. Second question, name the trail that runs over 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. And then I'll add one. How many calories do you have to burn to lose 1 pound? How many calories do you have to burn to lose 1 pound?
I've heard this question before and heard the answer, and every time I've heard it, it's been pretty depressing.
It is depressing.
Yeah. I've read about that, and I quit. I quit trying.
Thankfully.
Like you say, it's just not. You don't want to read that.
No. Thankfully, this is the truth. When you're eating a stick of celery, there's so few calories in a celery that the amount of energy that it takes you to use it, to eat it, it puts you in negative numbers. You don't get any calories at all from celery because you burn it up.
Sticking it in some pimento cheese.
Woo. Amen, brother.
Cream cheese.
Amen,
yep,
brother.
You're right.
Here are my three questions. Number one. Who did Fred Flintstone walk down the aisle with, first and last name? Number two, who placed the first telephone call to the moon? Remember this? Back in the late 60s. Who placed the first call to the moon? Number three, what singer said he did $2 million, $2 million of drugs in his career? Then he got saved. He gave his life to Christ in 1976 and began recording gospel songs. And this is a famous person. You've heard of him. So I want to know the answer to that question. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's get back out there to phone land, Ed.
To phone land we go. Phone land in Arkansas. Tyler is on the line. Tyler, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How you doing, Tyler? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
Well, I was going to answer the one about the one letter, but since it's already been answered, I'll go ahead and give a guess on the Samaritan question.
Samaritan.
Oh, the Samaritan, okay. Who was the first person to come upon the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan?
I want to guess the priest.
It was a priest.
Oh!
That is our mystery question. Congratulations, Tyler. You have two items. You have won a Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt and a bottle of Redeem Clean laundry detergent. And that is your reward for answering the mystery question. How does that feel?
That's good. That's good. I'm going to college right now, so I need that detergent.
Even more than the T-shirt. You probably have T-shirts, but...
probably.
Where are you going to school, Tyler?
College of the Ozarks over by Branson, Missouri.
I've heard all good things about the College of the Ozarks. They implement a whole lot of work study where you can work to pay for your education, and you're not saddled with incredible student loans when you graduate. Isn't that the right school I'm thinking about, Tyler?
That is correct.
Yeah.
We work throughout the week and sometimes in the summer. Just depends, but we don't have to worry about paying any tuition.
All right. Well, great.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, when we're finished with you on the phone, now don't hang up so we can get your information and know where to send the T-shirt and the laundry detergent, especially since you need the laundry detergent. So,
what's your
question for us, Tyler?
Okay, so in the Hebrew Bible, the book of Numbers, what is the title of the book of Numbers in the Hebrew Bible? If it was translated to English, it's not Numbers.
Huh, okay. Man, all right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Tyler. You guys have
no clue.
It's translated to English.
I guess it must
be. Right. If you read it, the title in the original Hebrew Bible in English, it would not read Numbers.
Okay.
That comes from the Greek translation.
That's interesting. Right.
So what was the original title of the book of Numbers?
In Hebrew.
No clue.
You know what, Tyler? You got us because we're looking at each other completely blank. We have no idea. What's the right answer?
The right answer is in the wilderness.
In the wilderness. That's what it says in Hebrew.
Bar, which means, right, yeah, Bamidbar, which reads in the wilderness.
Wow.
That's very interesting.
That is very interesting.
And that's why we have this show. Hey, Tyler.
That's a way more appealing title than just regular numbers.
Hey, Tyler.
Numbers, they think all that senses.
Tyler, again, I've heard all good things about your school, so good choice there.
And what kind of grade you making up there, Tyler?
A's and B's.
Good.
Good. Good for you.
Good for you,
He's
absolutely.
He's working and studying, doing well.
Yeah, is that going to make you on the dean's list?
Well, yeah, I made it last year and the year before that, so I assume I'll...
When that happens, what does that feel like?
I mean, it's nothing new, you know. I mean,
man.
I study and hard and everything.
Tyler asked,
works. I'm always busy.
Tyler asked Tim if he made it on the dean's list.
Tim, did you make it on the dean's list?
I didn't, Tyler.
I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you, Tim. What was?
I didn't apply myself. That's what my parents told me.
Yeah.
How about I'm just not genetically smart enough?
Hey, you can't help it.
I use that.
Heredity.
I use that.
Put it back on them.
They didn't. That's
heredity.
What I did.
Are you saying you were born that way?
Yeah, whatever.
You self-identified as a C student, didn't you?
Put it this way, I like
Tyler. Tyler, we're going to put you on hold, brother. Don't go anywhere and have a good year in school.
Yes.
I really enjoyed college life. Just put it that way.
Yeah. Hmm? You did?
Yeah.
Played you some basketball and... Yeah.
Cards.
You played cards.
You said you spent a lot of time on the Pac-Man machine.
Pac-Man, that was in junior college.
Oh, junior college.
Yeah, when I got to senior college, I didn't waste my time.
not with Pac-Man.
Not with Pac-Man.
You buckled right down, played cards
you
and
dang
basketball.
Right. Billiards. Anyway, if I could go back and change things, I probably wouldn't. Who we got next, Ed?
All right.
See, he can say this because all his kids are out of school.
Yes, that's right.
And I've got a senior in high school this year, so I'm saying, cover your ears. Cover your ears.
Talk about covering your ears. We have a 7-year-old on the line from North Carolina. Dave, it looks like. Please do not listen to or do not follow in the footsteps of Tim Wildman
My academic studies were
dismal.
Not to be desired.
All right, do I have your name? Is it Dave?
Davany,
okay. My apologies to you, Davany. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Someone answered my question. I was going to do the question of the Samaritan, and I was going to say the priest, but I have a question for Yao.
Okay, what's your question?
You're 7 years old?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You're brave.
You know, she's... That,
and you sound very smart.
Is
Davany?
Davany?
What's your question for us?
Yes, sir. How many books of the Bible are named after a woman, and what are they?
Okay, Davany, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no yet.
Esther and Ruth.
Okay, Esther and Ruth.
That may be the only two.
Second Chronicles.
In the wilderness,
I may or maybe not. I knew a woman named Chronicles once.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's
they're rare. You'll find them out there.
What Davany's thinking. So.
Right. They call them Cron.
Yeah, Cronny.
Go Cronny.
Yeah. What do you got? Just
I think
Esther
that's
and
the
Ruth?
Only two.
That's the only I can think of. All right, Davany, we say Esther and Ruth.
That's right.
All right. Good
Clap
for us.
Ourselves.
JJ really came up with that.
That's what I did when I made an 85.
Davany,
you
and your mom, you and your family have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR, and enjoy the second grade.
Hey.
All right. Thank you.
I think Davany. Is it Davany?
I think Davany. I think that's
already
right.
Taking college courses online.
Yeah. Brave.
He sounded smart.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. The articulation was well beyond most 7-year-olds.
Right.
There. All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Tennessee. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, greetings. Thank you for that welcome, and greetings to those steaming professors. Thank you.
Did you just call us steaming professors,
yes,
Mark?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I tried to get by with it.
I was just imitating what that other fellow said. I was...
You're going to blame it on the other guy. Yeah, all
Mark,
right.
Where you live in Tennessee, Mark?
excuse me. I live in a little town called Puryear. It's right on the south of the Kentucky line.
Okay. Mark, you want to ask, answer, or do both today?
Well, I thought I would do both, if that would be all right.
Sure. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, I think I know the answer to the question about the singer who had spent $2 million on drugs.
Okay. Question is, what singer said he spent $2 million on drugs before he came to know Christ in the year 1976, and after that he started recording gospel songs? Still alive today. What is his name?
Well, this is merely a guess from memory from that time was seven, was B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Nice. Thomas. Nice.
B.J. Thomas. Yeah, Buddy Smith, our colleague here, he went to Nashville to see him last weekend in concert. B.J. Thomas.
I saw.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I was going to say I saw him in 74 in October in a place called Bolivar, Missouri, where I'm going to a Baptist college, Catholic kid in on a Baptist college.
Yeah, Mark, I went to see him in concert and wasn't able to make it because the raindrops kept falling on my head, and my feet were too big for my
bed. Right. Yeah.
So I guess if you want to look for an excuse not to do something, you can come up with it.
That was his number one hit. That's a signature song.
Yeah.
Raindrops.
Yes, I remember it. Actually, while he was in concert, I was up close to the stage, and I was able to shake his hand. So
really?
Yeah. Okay. I actually did see him in the 70s in concert.
You did see him where?
In Owensboro, right after he became a Christian.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, B.J. Thomas.
How about that?
Yeah, Mark.
It was quite the news when he confessed, made public his confession.
Can you imagine thinking you spent $2 million on drugs in your life? And, of course, $2 million back then is probably $5 million now.
Oh, maybe $10
million. $10 million. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I probably spent $50
on drugs.
So I'm probably not as well. Yeah, I'm probably not as well known.
That was. I'm pretty sure you're not as well known as B.J. Thomas, Mark. But
no, I didn't. That was before I went to a Baptist college. So,
Mark, what's your question for us?
Well, I want to give you a science question, and I'll let you pick which one you would like to answer. I'm going to offer you two. How's that?
Okay, go.
Okay.
Okay, the first one, where was helium first discovered? And the second one is, when was galvanization of metal first invented?
Here's the deal, Mark. Helium was first discovered among the politicians. You got that whole hot air thing and lighter than air and hot air, helium. It was in a political rally where it was first discovered, and everybody knows that.
What do you guys think?
What's the other question?
I have just as much chance of answering one as I do of the other. So you guys pick.
Mark, hold on just a second while we get a coin out. We're going to flip to see.
But what was the second question?
What was the second category?
Okay, you're familiar with the galvanized metal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When was that process developed? When was it invented?
Well, you got to galvanize your metal in a way that brings all people together.
And to keep the cats off the hot tin roof. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Nobody's got no time for that.
I was thinking the same thing.
I liked it, Mark.
You know what I like about Mark? Yeah. And I can tell right just from these first few minutes of talking to him, this guy, when you look up dry humor in the dictionary,
Mark's picture
is right there.
Mark,
you didn't crack a smile when he tells a joke.
Mark, tell us the answer. Tell us the answer to both of them. We have no clue. Quickly tell us the answer to both the questions.
Okay, but be careful what you say about me because I'm real sensitive.
Okay,
the answer to the galvanization was invented in 1836. And as a side note, it lasts 70 years commonly. Galvanization.
I was gonna guess 1840. I would have been off a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was in the ballpark. I'll give you half credit for that.
What's the other?
The other one, helium was first discovered, actually in the same time era, and it was discovered on the sun.
It was discovered on the sun?
Yes.
A little known. NASA mission.
Helium. Yes, that, there was an astronomer
who went bad in the end, so they don't talk about it. Area 56.
Area 56 instead of Area 51.
That has a lot of the that has the untold story about the trip to the sun. Y'all laugh if you want to.
Okay, thank you.
Elvis is living there. Jimmy Hoffa's living there. Bigfoot hangs out there.
Area 56.
Elvis, Area 56.
He's not dead. He just went home.
Right.
Hey, Mark, so helium, an astronomer, you were going to finish that thought.
Yeah, it was in 1868 that an astronomer named Pierre Jules César Janssen was looking at the rays of the sun through a prism, and there was a distinctive yellow line, and he didn't know what that it's called a signature. And he didn't know what it was, but he recorded it. And then later they discovered helium on Earth in a cave, and they burned the gas, and they passed the light through a prism, and it had the signature. And the guy said, I've seen this before. And he looked up this astronomer's records, and they discovered that it had already been seen. So
story. A little bit more of the backstory when they discovered that. They all started sucking it and sounding like chipmunks. They sounded like Simon and Garfunkel and the other chipmunks. And it took about 3 days to get them out of that cave because they were all on that laughing gas.
All right, Mark. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. We got time for one more call.
All right. Then we go to Kansas. And Scott, you're it, brother. You're the last caller, and we're going to have to go pretty quickly. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, let's pay attention here, guys. I had a question for you. If I want my Trivia Friday T-shirt, and I live in Maine, is it the Appalachian Trail that I got to travel down to Georgia?
Yeah. Hey, nicely done. 2,000 miles. It runs from Georgia to Maine. It's the Appalachian Trail. Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
Good, good. You ever been on it?
No, I have not.
I haven't either. I'd like to.
Yep.
You can hike it. Some people
like that. Yeah, the people that have hiked it say it's really enjoyable. And you're likely to see a bear or two.
Wow.
That would be fun.
Yeah. A real one or human one, but yeah. I enjoyed it, guys.
You have a question for us, Scott?
No, I do not.
Where you live in Kansas, Scott?
Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas. Been on Kellogg Avenue many times. They still working on that street?
No, they got it all done.
Yeah, all done. Well,
5 or 6 times I've been out there, I've been stuck in traffic because they've been doing construction on Kellogg.
Hey, we better get
all right. Thank you, Scott.
Quickly.
Appreciate it. All right, more than 10 people have walked on the moon. Is that true or false, guys?
True. There's 11.
That is true. 12. Actually, 12. 12. Very close. And, Tim, you know, professional golfer nicknamed the Golden Bear?
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus. That's all he got.
Takes 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound. Tiger urine smells like buttered popcorn. True or false?
I'd say false.
False.
100% true.
Really?
And also, copperhead snakes smell like fresh-cut cucumbers. So, folks, we may have just saved your life.
Who did Fred Funston walk down the aisle with?
Was Wilma
Pebbles?
Something.
Flag Hoople.
Wilma Flag Hoople?
Yep. Who placed the first telephone call to the moon?
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, the President of the United States at the time. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.